British jihadist claims he was tricked into joining Islamic State. By Breitbart London on April 2, 2019. A British-born jihadi mocked as Hungry Hamza for his social media posts about food chains KFC and Nando's has told Britain's state media broadcaster the BBC that he would have never joined the Islamic State terrorist organization if he had known the realities of life under the caliphate. Hamza Pervez said that anyone in their right mind would have never, ever, ever gone over and followed up by listing genocide, rape, enslavement and murder as simply numbers 1, 2, 3 and 4, the BBC reports. Hamza, who joined us 5 years ago, was the first known of the cohort of British Muslims who publicly announced they were fighting for ISIS and featured in videos urging other Muslims to join the group. Presently in a prison in Syria, Pervez had his British citizenship revoked, leaving him with just Pakistan, where it is believed he also has citizenship as his parents were originally from Lahore. The apparently emotionless interview given by the jihadi comes in the wake of the scandal surrounding so-called his bride Shamima Begum, who made headlines with her appeals to return to Britain while expressing no remorse for joining the Islamic State in the first place. Begum had traveled to Syria to join the Islamic State group with two friends and had married a jihadi fighter. She recently gave an equally emotionless and unrepentant interview to the BBC in which she callously stated that seeing the decapitated head of the non-Muslim didn't faze me. Begum was also stripped of her citizenship by Home Secretary Sajid Javid. She described the move as a bit unjust on me and my son. Both Hamza and Begum have described the terrible conditions of life under Islamic State, but neither appear to have shown any actual remorse for their actions or condemned the Islamic State group. Rather, they have instead been pleading for better treatment for themselves. Lack of repentance seems to be common among British jihadis, with another his bride, currently held in a Syrian refugee camp, defending the rape and enslavement of Yazidi women by noting it says in the Quran that prisoners of war are property. Begum and Hamza are among hundreds of British Muslims who went to fight for the Islamic State and now wish to return home. Home Secretary Sajid Javid has said, "My message is clear. If you have supported terrorist organizations abroad, I will not hesitate to prevent your return."